This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, our niyyah, our intention, can help us to make up for some of our deficiencies. Now, dear listeners, since the knowledge, the power, and the faculties of mankind are so very limited, he cannot acquire all that he wants. And so in turn, what happens is that sometimes deficiencies are created. But by the grace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person's intention, their niyyah, fills the gap between mankind's endless needs and his limited faculties. So, for example, if someone intends and wishes to guide all the misguided people of the world, or guide all the misguided people that are around him, and that person strives hard, does his best, does everything that he can in his or her ability, but still they fail because it might not be possible to guide all of misguided people. But you know what? Thanks to the grace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person, because his intention was good, he wanted to do something good, but for whatever reason, he was not able to, even though they tried, that person will be rewarded for the said intention.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muridin, which means the whispered prayer of the devotees. Stay with me. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, O God, with you lies the remedy of my illness, the cure for my burning thirst, the coolness of my ardor, the removal of my distress. Be my intimate in my loneliness, the releaser of my stumble, the forgiver of my slip, the acceptor of my repentance, the responder to my supplication, the patron of preserving me from sin, the one who frees me from my neediness. Cut me not off from you, and keep me not far from you, O my bliss and my garden, O my this world and my hereafter. O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, on the other hand, well, first of all, let me restate that we just talked about a person's good intention and how it can make up some of our deficiencies. Because when somebody has a good intention and they try their best, but for whatever reason they are not able to do what they set out to do, their intention is what is rewarded. Now, on the other hand, as I was saying, bad intentions go beyond time and place and other circumstances. And the effect the evil doer does is very severe. Now, if a person accepts the corruption and the sin and the tyranny of others, and he or her is pleased with this corruption, sin, and tyranny, that person shares in the sins of the oppressor. So let me put it another way. If you are happy at the oppressor's oppression, or you don't care that the oppressor is committing oppression, you actually have a hand in the oppression of the oppressor. Now we have a beautiful example from the Holy Quran, which attributes the killing of Hadrat Saleh's she-camel, which of course, as you know, was a divine miracle. And it attributes this killing of this she-camel to all of those who opposed the Prophet Saleh. Now, although all of the people that surrounded this prophet did not necessarily have a direct hand in the crime of killing the she-camel, they were pleased with this action. And so to be pleased with the good action or an evil action carries a human being beyond time and space and lets him share in its rewards as for good actions and intentions, or the punishment and consequences as with evil actions and evil intentions. And interestingly, dear friends, this fact has been mentioned in numerous traditions.
We invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Ayatollah Nasseri. Stay tuned.
Began تکالیف شرعیه احکام شرعیه احکام شرعیه تکلیف
All the obligatory acts in Islam are known as taklif, which means duty. Actions like salah, hajj, paying khums and zakat are all taklif in Islam. The word taklif has the connotative meaning of hardship and difficulty too. It means the religious duties of takalif have inside themselves a kind of difficulty to do. The word takalif is derived from kalafa, meaning hard to do. However, fasting, although a duty, does not convey a difficult meaning. Among all religious laws and duties which are hard to do, fasting is referred to as a banquet. It means all the people are the guests of Allah. The Holy Prophet stated, "In the month of Ramadan, you are all invited to the divine banquet of Allah. You are all the guests of Allah."
رمضان از رمضان یعنی شدید المحبه یکی از معانیش یکی از معانی دیگر رمضان چند معنا دارد. یکی از معانیش هم این است که باران شدید.
The word Ramadan is derived from Ramada, meaning very kind. This is the first meaning. The second meaning of the word Ramadan is the heavy rain which cleans away dust and dirt. Actually, the month of Ramadan is exactly like a heavy rain which is supposed to clean away the sins, corruptions, and uncleanliness. This is the meaning of the word Ramadan and its effects.
پرونده‌های آلودگیش که داره ناصری اینا رو صافش میکنه و از بین میبره.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, one of the things, which of course goes hand in hand with our intention, is our sincerity, our ikhlas in our intention. Now, some of the ways of acquiring sincerity in our intentions and our actions can be said as follows. Number one, pay attention to values. What is valuable in life? So now those who sell their commodities at a cheap price do so because they do not realize its worth, because they fail to identify the commodity as being, for example, iron, or is it gold? Is it silk, or is it cotton? Again, what happens is they don't know the value of what they have. And another thing, they do not recognize who the customer is, who is the one buying this commodity. And of course, they are unaware of this commodity's current market price. Now, very beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via the holy and glorious magnificent Qur'an, has guided mankind in all three of these areas so they do not sell their valuable commodity at a cheap throwaway price. So what is the commodity? The Qur'an regards man as the Khalifa, the vice-regent, the successor of Allah, as well as the essence and aim of all creation, the highest of status. So the commodity is ourselves, and what a valuable and great commodity it is. لبيك قد لبيت لك لبيك إن الحمد لك وللملك يا مولاي. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi aman Allah, and God bless you all. لبيك لك لبيك إن الحمد الله وحده لا شريك له سبحانه أعظم والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز لك.